Welcome to A Kind and Gentle Word. I'm Jordan, and today is day 6 of our series through the book of Psalms, one chapter each day of the week, Monday through Friday. I'm so excited to continue with this series, growing in our relationship with Christ together through Scripture. So let's jump right into Psalm 6. Psalm 6, verse 1. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. So this psalm gives us a little more insight into what it's like to be David and to feel his anguish. But what I think is incredible is that he is going to God with his anguish, with his sorrow. And even though God already knows that he is crying himself to sleep, David still tells God that he is overcome with grief and sorrow and asks God to lift him up out of it. And it's just so incredible that this really turns on a dime. All of a sudden, David is like, you know what? My God is for me. So everybody against me, y'all better watch out. I love that confidence. It's so good. So let's walk through the day, or maybe into your night, with the confidence that God is for you, so who can be against you? And let's focus in on one verse in particular, because I think that's something we will start to do each day as we go through a chapter of Psalms, is take one verse and carry it with us throughout the day. Psalm 6, verse 9, the Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. The Lord hears you, and the Lord is welcoming your words of prayer into his heart. Is there anything better? As you go through your day, or as you're falling asleep now, remember to be kind to others and gentle with yourself, for we are all a work in progress.